Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips episode 316. And today it's the second episode in our most recent series called The 10 Commandments of Effective Teaching and Preaching, based on an article from Rob Payne, my friend, and more details are in last week's episode. So I won't go over those now as to the background, but what I will say is I imagine that all of us who preach and teach want to be more like Paul and Barnabas, as recorded in Acts chapter 14, where it says when they went into the synagogue, they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Greeks believed. So effective. You and I can teach what's accurate, but is it being effective? And that's what this series is really all about, helping us with our effectiveness. Today, we're looking at the first commandment. It is this: know thy content, backward and forward, for your students' respect and attention begins here. Students are pretty good, aren't they, at detecting whether we really know what we're talking about? Knowing our content, so important. But before we go on to some practicals I have for us, it's important to grasp two points. I'd say firstly this: mastering your content is not the same as mastering a topic. The content is what you've got in your lesson. The topic could be massive. You'll never have it all in one lesson, and you'll never have it all in your own mind and heart. The reality is that none of us ever know everything it is possible to know about a subject, whether it's a passage of scripture or a theme of scripture or a doctrine. There's always more to learn. However, although you can't learn everything about a topic, you can master the content of your lesson. And that's what we're talking about here today, a slightly narrower point. Now, what is content, by the way? Let's just discuss this also. I would suggest this, that content of a lesson is a combination of what you want your listeners to interact with. In other words, the facts, the information you feel will be helpful to them and to which you hope they will react. And also the material that you hope will aid their interaction with that information. So things like illustrations, stories, visuals, all that kind of thing. Just as a brief example, I'm studying Acts chapter 2 right now for a sermon next Sunday for the North region of the London International Church of Christ, and I'm very excited about it. And as I'm looking in Acts chapter 2, I see that Peter does this. Peter's speech causes his listeners to interact with the facts of the death and resurrection of Jesus. They come to an understanding of the implication of those facts. You know, you crucified him. And they are then spurred to take action. 3,000 are baptized that day. Now, and Peter uses a combination of ways to get that across. He uses Old Testament prophecy from the book of Joel. He talks about King David. He talks about appeals to their own experience of things they already know about Jesus and what they're seeing there that actual day with the Spirit having come upon the apostles. He uses personal testimony in verse 32, and he talks about promises, motivating them with promises. Verses 38 and 39, it says he warns them and he pleads with them in verse 40. He's using a variety of resources, and you could say techniques, to get the material across, the facts across, so that the people who are listening to him can materially and meaningfully interact with these facts and apply it to themselves and their situation and then take action. There's a lot there in Acts 2. We haven't got time to go into it now, but have a look yourself at that as a great example of this. So having said that, let's talk about some methods for mastering your content. How do we actually do this? Well, the first thing I would say, and this is the main point of my points, is this, is to get clearer on your main point. Let's say you're struggling to get mastery of your content. Well, the first thing is to ask yourself, what is my main point? Am I clear even on what my main point is? If you have several main points, you're adding complexity, you've got a lot of interrelated material and content, and that's going to be harder to keep all that in your head as you teach. It's going to be quite a challenge. Extra material might be useful, but maybe that should be on a handout, and you are more narrow in what you're trying to do with your main point in that in any particular lesson. If you've got one main point and all the supplementary material either flows from it or points back to it, you'll find mastering your content much easier, as will your listeners. They will then be clear on what your main point is. Second idea, teach less material. I have noticed that people are often upset, more often upset if they're overloaded with material than the reverse. I've had more criticism from when my lessons have gone too long than when they have gone too short. The maxim, leave them wanting more, is very useful. So teach less material, you'll find it easier to master your content. And connected to that would be to teach less often. If you have a preaching and teaching team where you are, then you'll have bigger gaps between your lessons, which will give you more time to prepare and get clear on your content. Teach less material, teach less often, and also delegate other responsibilities. If other things you're engaged in are preventing you from having the time to master your material, and mastering your material is important to you, then delegate some things which will create that space, create more time and space for your preparation. Also, start earlier in your preparation. If you're going to master your material, start earlier. It's been one of my traditions in churches I'm involved with that we have a teaching and preaching series at the beginning of every year, usually January, February, sometimes January, February, March. It's 1 Thessalonians this year. For that January teaching series, I start preparing in September the previous year. So I have September, October, November, December to prepare the material for January, February, March. Maybe you can't do it quite as early as that where you are. I don't know. Maybe you can. But nonetheless, the earlier you start, the better for mastering your material. My final tip is to, when you're in preparation mode, use tools that work for you in achieving clarity. Once you've got clarity, you can progress on to mastery. Without clarity, you're not going to get far into mastery. Currently, I use a combination of an app called Milanote. I use Mind Maps and Keynote, the Mac equivalent of PowerPoint. And I do that because, well, first of all, I start with Mind Maps. I start with a mind map of the main text or topic. And the reason I do that is because in the middle, you put the main point. And there it is, and it's there in the middle, and you can see it all the time. You're thinking about all the other bits and pieces. And then from there, I tease out all the connected ideas to that text or that topic, and it helps me to see it all on one page. From there, I progress to using Milanote, which is like a visual board design thing. And you can look that up online, M-I-L-A-Note, Milanote. And that's where I put all the my main ideas, illustrations, stories, audio visual, all goes on a board there in one place. And it's not organized to start with. It gets organized later, but it's all there in one place. I've got all the materials I need to help me to get my main point across. And then I go on to using Keynote and making some draft slides. And those draft slides don't have all the information on. Don't use them for that. They're pictures, maybe some music and audio visual video. A little bit of text on slides, not too much text, just a little bit, maybe a phrase, the main points. And then as I arrange those, this is great for arranging it because you can either see it sequentially like that, or you could put them in a view mode where you can see a board of all the slides and you can see them as a deck. And that helps me to see whether the flow makes sense. I've got point one, point two, point three. Does that flow? And under point one, I've got this idea and this idea, or this picture and this picture, or this illustration or this story. Does it actually help make this clearer? And as I see it, it also helps me to master it because I'm seeing something visual there and I can tell really whether I have mastered the material, at least adequately, as to because it'll make sense or it won't make sense. That's what I'm doing at the moment. I have changed my approach many times over the years. I dare say I will change it again. The point is not the exact way we do it, but that we've deliberately chosen a method using apps or whatever we need to help us to get that clarity that will then lead to the mastery. So I wonder what you think of all these ideas here. We've talked about getting clearer on our main point, teaching less material, teaching less often. We've talked about delegating other responsibilities, starting earlier, and using the apps and the methods that help us to achieve that clarity to lead us on to mastery. What do you think about these ideas? And what do you think about these methods? What's missing? What would you add? And which ones interest you the most and are most useful to you? Next week, we're going to progress to the second commandment, which is proper planning and preparation prevent poor performance. And we've touched on that a little bit today, but we're going to tease it out a bit more next week. So please add your comments on this week's topic. We learn best when we learn in community, so put those comments where we can see them. If you have any questions about the Bible, drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. If you'd like a copy of my free book on spiritual disciplines, How God Grows His People, sign up for the newsletter on my website, malcolmcox.org, and I will send that to you. If you know anybody that might benefit, please pass the link on, subscribe, hit that notification bell, leave a review, why not? And I hope and pray, till the next time we look again at another commandment, that you'll find your effectiveness of your teaching and preaching continuing to mature and grow. Till the next time, remember, keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.